We've learned that Facebook and other social media sites were great outlets for Russia to try to influence the 2016 presidential election. It involved advertising space being bought or news stories that may or may not have been true being promoted. Courtney Weinbaum, national security researcher for the RAND Corporation, has written a column that says the covert Russian influence has a lot in common with money laundering. She wants to shine a light on it, and she's with me to talk about that. Courtney, how did that comparison come about for you?
The way I compare money laundering and covert influence is that they're both nefarious acts that happen below the surface of legitimate business. And what occurred to me as I was trying to figure out what can be done to overcome this covert influence we're hearing so much about is in money laundering, we talk about following the money. And I wondered, well, could we follow the messages? We've created these laws here in the U.S. that create paper trails for financial transactions. They're now auditable records. So when a prosecutor or investigator is trying to figure out who did what, there is a paper trail to go back to. Well, there is no such law in social media. You know, a social media company could come to Congress and say, we deleted our records after 30 days. We don't keep records. And that's legal. They're allowed to do that. And so I started thinking, is there a way to create a follow the money equivalent in online messaging?
Is there? And in a bigger philosophical sense, why does transparency seem to scare so many people? And should that make us skeptical if a group or an outlet is worried about transparency? Almost like, what do they have to hide sort of thing?
That's a terrific question. You know, what do people have to hide and do they want the ability to? As I started thinking about how we could follow the messages, the first thing that occurred to me was I kind of ran into this really thick brick wall we call the First Amendment. And here in the U.S., you know, we care very much about individuals' right to say whatever they want and to be able to speak freely on topics that are controversial, whether it's gun control, abortion, sexual assault, and that they should be able to talk anonymously. You know, that's all part of the First Amendment. So I started to wonder, could we create a way to follow messages that still allows people to talk anonymously when they want to? And that's where this idea came from. If social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, Snapchat, all of them, created the ability for individuals to be verified or certified, you know, for the platform to know that I am who I say I am. I am actually Courtney Weinbaum. I actually do live in Washington, D.C. I'm a real person. Then whenever I click like, share, or I promote a story, you know, people can see that that story is being promoted by a real person and not just a bot, a troll, an online identity. Now, some people would choose to remain anonymous. Some people wouldn't want to be verified or certified, and that's their freedom, and that would be totally okay. But now if we saw messages that are being promoted, let's say we're in another election cycle and there are messages being promoted and some message about some online thing that sounds like a conspiracy theory has 1 million likes. And I want to know, is this really 1 million legitimate likes? Is this a real story or is this an internet conspiracy? You know, I can look at who's promoting that and I could see that, you know, 995,000 of those likes were not by people who are verified. They were by people who have no real identity. You know, that might make me raise some eyebrows as the reader. And now I have more information and I'm more informed about whether these messages are legitimate and whether they're being promoted by real people or just by an online avatar.
What do you make of what Congress is trying to do?
So a few weeks ago, Congress put forward a bipartisan law called the Honest Ads Act. The law would require social media platforms to tell their viewers if an ad was bought by a foreign entity. It pretty much brings social media to the same advertising requirements as TV and radio have had for decades. Just this week, the Federal Election Commission started talking about something very similar that they would do within their own authorities. So both of these organizations, Congress and the Federal Election Commission, are trying to figure out, can we monitor foreign buys of ads? I think that's important. I just don't think that goes far enough. One of the things that we're seeing in all these revelations, these investigations, the congressional hearings, is that so much of what happened on these platforms was not bought. There was no ad money exchange that exchanged hands. Yes, ads were bought, and we've seen the very interesting ones that were posted on Facebook, but it was also a whole lot of trolls and bots that were just clicking like and share and retweet. And that didn't require a financial transaction, and so those transactions would not be covered under the Honest Ads Act or what the FEC is suggesting. So I'm suggesting we take this one step further and actually track those non-financial activities that happen online as well.
Not to be a total skeptic, but I mean, is there some reason they wouldn't want to go further as you're suggesting?
Yes, there is. And the main reason that I could think of is that this would create new regulation. I mean, and that's the hardest thing that any change is going to have going against it. We have a presidential administration that said in January when they first came into office that they will not create any new regulation, or that if they did create any new regulation, they'd have to delete two in order to create one. So creating any new regulation in this political environment is very difficult. And so this would require regulating social media, just as other forms of media have been regulated for decades. You know, it's stopping to give social media the free pass that they've had for a while, and just bringing them up to the same level as other platforms. But it would require an act of Congress. It would require bipartisan support and some really tough decisions on how do we protect First Amendment rights and the ability to communicate anonymously and privately and allow citizens to speak online, while also making sure that foreign governments do not influence our democratic processes.
Courtney Weinbaum is a national security researcher for the RAND Corporation.